Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
And Eric Mohabarak joins us now. And Eric, you had a pretty nice little trip out of Delta Marina. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Darren, me and my neighbors went out, Brad and Mark, and we ended up, it was at high tide on Thursday. You know, we hit the peak of the tide in the morning, and that made things really, really tough, and it was just tough fishing. We didn't catch many fish at our first three spots. Our third spot produced like a 32-inch red and I think a smaller one, but then the good old storms and lightning showed up, and we decided to head for the hills, and we ran into the marina there, and went and visited the Ponderosa just to taste the food to make sure that it was still good. And Mitch's doing a great job up there. I seen him over there. He said to tell you hello, Don.
Yes, indeed.
But we spent about an hour up in there, and got out back out in the water about 1:30. And we went to the first spot out by the Barataria, upper Barataria, I would say. We're fishing in Broken Islands out there, the ones that are up, you know, down that way. And we ended up just getting lucky in the first spot we fished, and, you know, a little shell reef with pylons, most probably old camp or something, and it was a spot I've been fishing for 100 years, and we ended up producing some fish. We didn't limit, you know, like if it was the old limits, we'd have limited it on redfish, and we'd have put a lot more trout in the boat. We had to throw a lot of fish back. I'd say we ended up throwing 30, maybe 35 reds back. You know, the trout, well, you know, you got to weed through them, you know, the small and the bigs and stuff like that. I don't recall how many we caught. Caught some drumfish, couple sheephead. Yeah, overall, at the end of the day, we each ended up with a gallon bag of fish. We had a great time out there. Couldn't ask for no better. The fish are out there, but they are further out. So I was on a boat, so I was very fortunate, you know, they had asked me to go. I don't usually go on to get the fish on boats. You know, we ran, it's just, with the motors, the new kayak motor thing, you might be able to get to them, but it was a pretty far run. I wouldn't suggest anybody going out that far in a kayak just under manual power.
Right. You know, Eric, we've been talking about croakers, and our buddy the Weave, has caught the fourth place croaker, 6.06. You were on the Pad Al. How long ago was that when that fish was caught?
Oh, Jesus, it had to be 96, maybe 94. Yeah, it was a long time ago. You know, that's pretty much two legends right there. You put the Captain Allen and the Weave together, you got a mess. That man, Allen, done forgot more than well, he's passed and gone now, but he most probably forgot more than anybody knew about the Gulf. He was one of the first ones to run around there. He was something else. But, yeah, man, I thought that fish was a redfish when it came up. and we were out there on one of them 24-hour trips, and catching blackfin and yellowfin tuna. But in mornings, we pick up a snapper and bottom fish and grouper and stuff like that. And old Chris got lucky enough for him to bite on his line. And sure enough, man, ended up being fourth place. Incredible fish, actually. It was really, really pretty.
Yeah, number one is around 8 pounds, and I don't think that'll ever be broken. In fact, they're probably, you know, 6 pounds is probably unattainable anymore these days because everything's small when it comes to croakers. Well, tell us about the clubs. Lafayette Kayak Fishing Club, they don't have anything going on until the fall, but the BCKFC is joining in with a couple other clubs to do that Magnolia Summer Slam. We've been talking about that. For people that are interested in it, tell us about it.
Well, that's today, so it's a little bit too late to sign up.
Oh, okay.
You got the Bayou Coast Club from Louisiana, the Mississippi Club from over on the coast, of course, the Mobile Bay Club from Alabama. And, it's a group of them. Instead of 22, by the time it finished last night, they had 29 signed up, which is really a low number. I don't know if it's because of the motors or because of it's the weekend of the fourth. You know, a lot of people going out next weekend out of town and spend a lot of money, so they might have the honeydews they got to do this week. But it's a slam tournament. You know, trout, redfish, and flounder. They got like on the trout, they did something. I think it was I forget what the smallest size trout you can catch in Mississippi. But whatever it is, the limit is 22, so the fish has got to be in between there. They want them all let go over that. Yeah. But it is a weigh-in tournament, so that's unusual instead of a CPR tournament. But I think the first place is going to be paying out three spots. I think the first place is $600 and then so forth and so on. I think the third place is like $191. That's just because of the numbers of people showing up. And weigh-in's going to be at Everything Kayak in Mississippi over there. And it sounds like it's a great day. I know that one thing, they will be catching flounders. If everybody don't catch, if 30 flounders aren't caught on this trip, something's wrong.
Yeah, you and I know where one can come from, huh, for sure. We know definitely the spot.
Yeah. But that's so busy, I was going to fish this tournament. I had planned on it, actually, and I was going to go hit with the weave and see what we could do, but it just didn't work out for me.
It's a great concept to put the three clubs together in a competition. And, look, I wouldn't let that 29 sign-ups worry. I mean, Paddlepalooza was tiny when it began, so you got to start somewhere, and I think it's going to grow because it's a good concept putting the three states together.
I think so too, Don. I think it's really awesome, and it's fun too because you get different. You know, you meet different people and stuff.
Right.
And that's like years ago. The clubs used to fish. Pensacola and Louisiana would fish each other's tournaments. Man, I made some lifetime friends over there in Florida. You know, caught some great fish with those guys and stuff. Take a chance. Go fish somewhere else. I know the license get a little expensive and stuff, but do it. It's a different experience than fishing the local waters. And you learn something every time you fish somewhere else, too.
All right, 101, everybody. We got Shark Week coming up in July, and we're going to be posting your picture, you and Captain Quint. Nobody can tell the difference between you two. And by the way, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, tell them how to get you.
You can call me at 504-313-8292 or on your website. You can look it up. You can find my number. Also on Facebook and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, Don.
Yep, and I suggest people call you, particularly if they don't want to paddle a long way and they like to catch flounder. I know you can help them.
Yeah, that'd be a special trip, though. That's a different trip.
All right, my friend. Take care. We'll catch up with you next time. Be careful out there.
All right, Don. Hey, you going to the Rumble Rodeo?
I'm not going to make it this year, but I wish a lot of luck to all the folks. I know your buddy Mark's fishing, and hopefully he can take home a trophy.
Yeah, he's fishing. I think he's going to hit Myrtle Grove and fish it. So let's wish him a little luck. Mark Abney, there you go. All right, buddy. Go ahead.
I was going to say the weigh-in's going to be at the school later. Starts at 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and then they have the family festival going on over there. It's a great little event. Hope people stop by.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next time.
Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.